As promised, we have the interview with Mohale Mashego. So on the line now, we have someone that we've actually interviewed on the show before. It's award-winning author Mohale Mashego. Mohale will be chatting to us today about a really exciting project that she recently worked on with none other than the famous Marvel comic. In February, Mohale teamed up with the world-famous publication and well-known collaborators to launch a thrilling tale titled Marvel Voices Legacy No. 1. This series is in celebration of Black heroes in the Marvel Universe for Black History Month, which was celebrated in February. Mohale will be telling us more about this project and her experience working with Marvel. Welcome to the show, Mohale. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm feeling fine, feeling hopeful. I'm quite looking forward to winter. I don't know why, but I am.
Was there anything in the bio I forgot to mention?
No, I don't think you forgot to mention anything.
Can you please tell the listeners more about the Marvel Voices Legacy Project and the characters that you worked on?
So Marvel actually approached me and wanted to know if I wanted to work on a Black History Month issue with them, which is what Legacy One is all about. And I was basically told I could pick any character. And I picked Ironheart, Riri Williams. And I wasn't satisfied with just working with Riri. I thought, how great would it be for me to bring her together with Ms. Marvel and Shuri from Black Panther. So it was a rare opportunity to see those three characters, you know, kind of have a great time and engage with each other. I think it's the first time that the three of them actually get together in the comic book world. So that was fun.
How did it make you feel being part of this project?
Being part of this project was one of those unbelievable moments where Marvel reaches out to you specifically. So I was quite shocked when I received the email. I think I had to read it 6 times to make sure that they were saying they wanted me to work with them on this project. But it's been a lot of fun. I think there have been a lot of learning curves for me as well. You know, working outside of the small team for Team Kwezi, you know, because there's only 3 of us on Team Kwezi. Whereas when you work with a giant like Marvel, there's so many other people who are involved. And it's also really reassuring to know that I worked with people that do this every day and they had my back.
What were some of the things that you've learned working with Marvel?
I think I learned a lot working on this project. One of the things that I learned was that I wouldn't be the comic book writer that I am had I not started on Kwezi, where I basically got to cut my teeth on everything. You know, I got to do everything across the board except the illustrating, because I'm just useless at that. But it made me realize just how much experience and how valuable my time with writing Kwezi was. And I also realized how important it is to have a very specific structure and people who are experts at what they're experts at, because they then give you the space for you to sort of show off your talent and they get to do the same. So it was just really nice to work with so many different experts, and I really learned that nobody makes a comic book by themselves. It is literally the work of 20 people, and it works much faster.
What can the listeners expect from the series, and where can they find it?
I must admit that I read an online copy of Marvel's Voices Legacy No. 1. So I think you can actually go to the Marvel site and buy it off there. And also just check your favorite comic book stores. But it is a really, really wonderful collection with many great voices who take on some of their favorite characters from Marvel comic books. And some of them are adorable. Some of them are high-paced, but always a really interesting story.
When you were on my show last time, I asked you a question of superpowers. You mentioned that you'd like to have the power of invisibility. Do you still feel the same way after working with Marvel?
I think I will never change my mind about the superpower of invisibility. And it may be because I'm a storyteller, so sometimes I do like the idea of seeing people in their natural environment without being aware of me as an audience. That may be a little voyeuristic, but I also like the idea of being a creator without necessarily being observed. So yeah, I still stand by, invisibility would be the power that I would like to have.
You are an incredibly talented woman. If there was one thing that you would really want to achieve in your lifetime, what would it be and why?
Oh wow, that's quite a big question, especially since I feel like I'm just getting started with making some of my dreams come true. I definitely like to use my storytelling or my voice in other, you know, in other kind of platforms. So I think writing a live action feature film would be great. I think getting into anime would be great. I think having my own graphic novel would be great. So it's all really about all the different ways that I can be a storyteller. So all of my dreams and kind of big things are always about how can I tell a story using a different voice, using film, using music, and it maybe, you know, illustrations. So that's really what I'm looking forward to moving forward.
Any last words or anything else you'd like to add?
This is a thing I always try to add whenever I have an opportunity to be interviewed or for people to listen to me. And that is, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, your story matters. And even if you don't get it published now, never stop telling your stories. And I don't mean your personal story. I mean the stories that you tell, the story that you're currently thinking about, the story that you're currently creating. All of those matter. And your geographical position, you know, whatever you're going through right now does not change the fact that whatever story you're telling matters.
Normally, I would ask the interviewee for a message of hope, but this time around, just to give the interview a bit of a twist, could you sing a few lines from your all-time favorite song as a message of hope for the kids of Red Cross Hospital?
Oh my goodness. So I actually have an excuse for why I can't sing, and that is I have a little bit of a sore throat. But one of my favorite songs right now, and it has been for many years, and it's a song that I sing to cheer myself up, and it's kind of a jazz standard. It's called Pennies from Heaven. And I'm not going to try to sing because I don't want to give people nightmares with my sore kind of raspy voice. But yeah, I do like Pennies from Heaven. It's a sweet tune.
Thank you, Mohale, for joining us. I have to say, I was really excited for this interview. And also, to be honest, a little bit nervous because, I really like Marvel and comics. And I used to read comics and used to be into that when I was a little bit younger, when I was like in grade 3. So I have to say, I was a little bit nervous when I heard the name Marvel. But yeah, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak to us.